This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day as the race takes shape. And one of the things that should be very, very clear today, I mean more clear than ever before, is that the New York Times, sorry, is not an unbiased source of information. If anybody believed that, and there's a new Gallup poll showing that there are very few institutions in America that rank lower in confidence than newspapers. One of them is TV news. But, the New York Times, they are presenting Kamala Harris, the presumptive nominee for vice president, as a pragmatic moderate. That's their term. Is she really? Well, maybe she'll have a chance to speak for herself. They are very late. They were supposed to be doing an event together, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I know. The Trump campaign would like us to suggest that Kamala Harris had a tough time getting him to wake up. And will it be Sleepy Joe or Slow Joe? There is a new Trump ad that suggests they are using Slow Joe, not just Sleepy Joe, as the president tends to do. But that ad also uses the term a phony Kamala, though unlike some hosts on Fox, they do pronounce her name correctly. It's Kamala, as in Kamala, right? That's not Kamala and not Kamala. It's Kamala. Okay, we got that straight. Will it be phony Kamala? We'll find out and get your thoughts on the appropriate nickname for wannabe vice president, currently U.S. Senator Kamala Harris. And there's a piece in the New York Times, I mean, aside from the headline, aside from the designation, aside from the glowing picture, they have a photograph of her. And one of the things that photographers understand is if you want to make someone look larger than life, if you want to make someone look as if that person has some kind of mystical ability. By the way, dictators have used this. You get on your knees, and you'd have to get on your knees because the real Senator Harris is 5'2". She's not a towering figure. Michelle Obama's 6 feet. She's a towering figure. Kamala Harris, not so much. In any event, they shoot Kamala Harris from the ground up, looking up to her with blue sky behind her. This is the photograph on the front page, and it's a huge photograph on the front page of the New York Times. And how do they headline it? Harris joins Biden ticket, achieving a first. And is it an accident? Jeremy Steiner wants to know. There she is on the front page of the New York Times, looking out, and she is, looking to the left, it's actually to her right, but she's looking up into the sky, and there's a scarf on her. And yes, it looks like that famous picture of Che Guevara, who's also shot. It's on all the t-shirts for left-wingers, and he is also shot from the ground up, looking heavenward. The New York Times on the front page, political warriors shaped by life in two worlds, pick scene as safe but energizing, woman of color in number two slot of major party, Harris joins Biden ticket, achieving a first. That's the chief headline. And then they have a column that I do need to get to. We will go to Kamala Harris and to Joe Biden when they finally do come up. They are supposed to be delivering speeches. I don't know if they'll be answering questions today, but they're going to be doing their first joint event as a ticket. Their previous joint event, of course, has gotten a lot of discussion because Kamala Harris was nasty. President Trump used that word. Remember, he used the phrase nasty woman against Hillary, and then Hillary made T-shirts of it and sweatshirts, and they sold them, and it was all considered to be a point of honor to be considered a nasty woman. I am not sure it's going to work for Kamala Harris. There is also a piece by Frank Bruni, columnist for the New York Times, which suggests that Kamala Harris is going to eat Mike Pence alive. Eat him alive when they debate. I'm sure that's what Tim Kaine thought, too, and it didn't work that way. Here is the piece. It says, Harris is the future, so Pence must be history. And what it says, already I am dreaming of the debate. This is Frank Bruni in the New York Times. There's Mike Pence, white of hair as well as cheek. What does it mean, white of cheek? What they're trying to say is he's has a white face. And you can never recover from that. That's devastating. What a handicap. There's Mike Pence, white of hair as well as cheek. His demeanor more starched than his dress shirt. His smile so tight, it's the twin of a grimace. He represents more than the Trump administration, God help him. He represents an America that's half memory, half myth. And there's Kamala Harris, younger, blacker, and more buoyant. She's only the fourth woman on the presidential ticket of one of the country's two major political parties, and she's the first woman of color. She represents an America that's evolving fitfully toward equal opportunity and equal justice. And then he says this, and I just thought this was really worth focusing on for just a moment here. Under her gaze, Pence has to defend a racist, sexist president. As he watches helplessly, Harris gets to talk about how that racism and sexism feel to a black woman like her. This isn't any ordinary clash of perspectives and philosophies. It's an extraordinary collision of life experiences. And the implication here being that Mike Pence represents privilege. He represents the establishment. He represents inherited advantage. And Kamala Harris, somebody who has had to claw and fight and struggle and go through difficulty. Okay, this is, I think, something that's very, very important to look at for a moment. And I mean this in deeper terms, going far beyond this campaign. Because the idea is Kamala Harris has enjoyed a highly privileged life. And the idea that she has somehow had to fight the fact that she is the daughter of two immigrants. Both those immigrants came to this country on student visas for PhD programs at University of California at Berkeley. Both her parents are PhDs. They are Dr. Harris and Dr. Gopalan Harris. Her grandparents were wealthy and successful people. Her grandfather on her mother's side was part of the top rank of the Indian government. He was the equivalent of a cabinet member in India before his daughter decided to immigrate to the United States. That would be Kamala Harris's late mother. And the idea that somehow when your parents come from privileged backgrounds, in fact, her father, Donald Harris, has even made a claim, now he's been challenged on this, he's made a claim that he is descended from an Irish slave owner, not slave, in Jamaica, named Hamilton Brown. And Scopes says that the claim by Donald Harris, who's alive, who's a professor emeritus at Stanford, I'm sorry, when you are the daughter of a Stanford professor, it's not a question of clawing your way forward. What does this say? It says that the idea of white privilege, of privilege or handicap based on race alone, deserves to be on the ash heap of history. We'll get to Biden and Harris and more myths exploded. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael MedVed.
You are such a riot.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
This is Michael MedVed, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In my opinion, he's the most powerful man in the world.
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
And on the Michael MedVed Show, I do want to get back to this idea of privilege, handicap, advantage, what all of that means in the United States of America. Because right now, the left in this country And this very much includes the New York Times and columnists like Frank Bruni, whose column I'm talking about, and all of those people who are talking about that we're taking a huge stride for justice somehow by appointing, as Joe Biden has done, Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, that this somehow explodes the paradigm and it opens up new doors. What I don't understand is what doors were closed to Kamala Harris ever in her privileged life? And let me ask the same thing. Barack Obama? You know that Barack Obama never went to public school. He went to the most exclusive private school in Hawaii. And how? He got a partial scholarship, but was also partially paid for by his grandmother, his white grandmother, who was a vice president and very prominent banker for the Banco, for Bank of Hawaii. And one of the things that, and by the way, Obama never really pretended about this. He understood that he also came from an advantaged background. His father, his Kenyan father, was a graduate student first at University of Hawaii, then later at Harvard. He got a master's degree from Harvard. And see, one of the things that I think it's about time we recognized in this country is privilege is not primarily about race. There is real privilege in the United States, and the privilege is if your parents were educated. And in this regard, let's go to Mike Pence for a moment, because the idea of Mike Pence, oh, Mike Pence, he's a white guy, therefore he has white privilege, therefore he has every advantage, therefore it's a real contrast with Kamala Harris, who has had to work her way up and struggle and make it, and et cetera, et cetera. With all of that going on, in terms of a message, Mike Pence's grandfather on his father's side, his father's father, was an Irish immigrant who worked in the stockyards in Chicago. The stockyards, that's with animals getting slaughtered. It's extremely unpleasant work. And Mike Pence's dad owned some gas stations. He ran gas stations. He's also a Bronze Star winner. I do not believe that Mike Pence's parents, either of them, went to college. And to say that Mike Pence is a child of privilege compared to Kamala Harris is just unfair. It's just not right. And it conveys this emphasis that somehow, whether you're a victim or whether you have advantage, is based on race alone. Now, the other thing about Kamala Harris and the New York Times treatment of her, they describe her as a pragmatic moderate. And there are a number of pieces that make it very clear, by what standard is she a moderate? In fact, there is a measure of how liberal people are in the U.S. Senate, where she has a voting record. After all, she's been a United States senator for 4 years. She became a U.S. senator the same time that Donald Trump became president. She won the election in 2016, and she took Barbara Boxer's Senate seat, another extreme liberal. But the GovTrack ranker showed her as the 96th out of 99 senators on a scale of most liberal to most conservative. It placed her to the left of Elizabeth Warren. It placed her only slightly to the right of Senator Bernie Sanders, who placed 98th. And then there's a progressive monitor that listed her as the fifth most progressive senator. I mean, it's really dramatic. And there's more. According to GovTrack USA, an organization tracking U.S. Congress and information on lawmakers and their voting records, It touts itself as one of the oldest government transparency websites in the world. It said in 2019, this is not for her career, which is what I was telling you about before, but for the year 2019, the most recent year for which I have complete numbers, Kamala Harris, Democrat, California, was ranked the most liberal compared to all other senators. The group's analysis, they say, was based on senators' legislative behavior by how similar the pattern of bills and resolutions they compose are to other members of Congress. She was most liberal, with Bernie Sanders ranked as second most liberal, and then Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York ranked as third most liberal, and then Senator Jeff Merkley, Democrat of Oregon, ranking fourth most liberal. If you're several places more liberal than Jeff Merkley, you're not a pragmatic moderate. By the way, you want to know who the most conservative senators were? I did. So the most conservative U.S. senators, according to this government tracker, number one is Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, new senator. And Joni Ernst, who's running a fierce reelection battle right now in Iowa, was second most conservative. Then Mike Braun of Indiana and Ted Cruz. So she is considered to be more on the liberal side than Ted Cruz is on the conservative side. That's fairly extraordinary for somebody called a pragmatic moderate, really? And here's an interesting thing, is Jeremy looked up some of the information about Mike Pence's being announced as a VP choice. And I shared with you some of the headlines in the New York Times. How did the New York Times highlight the selection of Mike Pence? First of all, it wasn't this banner headline on top. I mean, it's over in the corner of the front page. The banner headline on top of the New York Times that day is "Turkey is battlefield in a coup attempt." And everything on the headline, the entire front page, is Kamala Harris with this gigantic portrait. They have a little weeny, weeny portrait of Mike Pence, where he doesn't even look like himself. And it just has the words "unbending conservative." Okay. Well, maybe part of that unbending conservative attribute would be actually showing up on time. We are eager to hear what it is that Kamala Harris will say. One of the things that she said was an attack on Joe Biden that people are remembering for being nasty. But it wasn't just nasty. It was also profoundly untrue. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no end in sight to coronavirus relief talks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Republicans and Democrats still can't agree on a stimulus package and haven't met since Friday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin telling CNBC the president would like
to do a payroll tax cut, so he'll go back to Congress when he wins the election and ask Congress to have this money forgiven and have the Social Security Trust Fund fully topped up, so that in no way does this impact Social Security.
The rate of inflation is picking up slightly. Inflation rose 0.6% in July. That's 1% higher compared to July of last month. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are appearing for the first time as the likely Democratic candidate for president and vice president. This is USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Kamala Harris, pragmatic, moderate. The Lugar Center and Georgetown University's McCourt School of Public Policy, they just produced a nonpartisan ranking on the question how often each member of Congress works across party lines. Number one was Susan Collins. And then Patty Murray of the state of Washington. Susan Collins was the first. Patty Murray from our state, who's a very liberal senator, was 96th. So she almost never works across party lines. It used to be the Lindsey Graham would rank pretty highly on that kind of ranking. Certainly John McCain would. Today, people like Susan Collins, who ranked first, would be high there on the Democratic side. People like Joe Manchin, Doug Jones, Mark Warner of Virginia, people like that. Kamala Harris ranked 93rd. That's how much she was a pragmatic moderate. She was right down there with, by the way, who worked least across party lines? Think cranky, angry, get off my lawn, Bernie Sanders. And she's right there with Bernie Sanders. Now, that doesn't mean she's a disastrous choice for Joe Biden. Joe Biden's extremely concerned with motivating the Bernie Sanders base, because one of the polls, and I know this because they actually cite it all the time, people with the Biden campaign understand that one of the reasons that reasons that Hillary Clinton lost is because people who voted in primaries for Bernie Sanders against Hillary Clinton did not come out and end up voting for Hillary. Only 80% of them. In other words, 20% of people who voted for Bernie Sanders in the primaries did not come back and vote for Hillary Clinton. A lot of them just stayed home. But 12% of the people who voted for Bernie in the primary say they voted for Trump. And Joe Biden is, of course, terrified that the same kind of thing might happen to him, that for all of his lead on the polls, that there are a lot of Bernie bros. By the way, if you're somebody who voted for Bernie in the primary this time and you're planning to vote for Donald Trump, give me a call. 1-800-955-1776. Frankly, I think it's going to be less of a factor because Trump is not now running as an insurgent who is going to come to Washington and shake things up. He's the incumbent president. And if you are voting for Donald Trump, then that means that at least on some level, you have to like the way things have been going in Washington, D.C. You want to see more of Trump doing Trump. And part of what Trump is very good at is, of course, coming after his opponents. And it's something that he's already employed regarding Kamala Harris. Let's go to cut number two, Jeremy, where he was asked about Kamala Harris. You may remember yesterday we were covering the president's press briefing live, and they were just beginning to ask him about Kamala Harris, and that was the end of the show. And we had to go off the air. We wish we could have kept it on live for you. But in any event, President Trump was asked about Kamala Harris, and he said this. Listen.
She had a lot of things happening, and so I was a little surprised that he picked her. I've been watching her for a long time, and I was a little surprised. She was extraordinarily nasty to Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh then, now Justice Kavanaugh. She was nasty to a level that was just a horrible thing, the way she was, the way she treated now Justice Kavanaugh, and I won't forget that soon. So she did very poorly in the primaries, and now she's chosen, so let's see how that all works out.
Okay, and was she nasty to Joe Biden? Let me give you a stroll down memory lane. It was actually the very first debate for all the Democratic candidates that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were together in. And if we can, this would be clip number five. Let's go to Kamala Harris basically saying, well, she begins by saying, I don't believe you're a racist, Joe, which is a way of saying a lot of people think you are. But listen.
We have also heard, and I'm going to now direct this at Vice President Biden. I do not believe you are a racist. And I agree with you when you commit yourself to the importance of finding common ground. But I also believe, and it is personal, and it was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
Okay. This was fact-checked almost immediately. And she did not attend a segregated school. The school that she rode the bus to go to in Berkeley, California, before she got to that school, was already more than 30% black. And this whole idea, the Sacramento Bee writes, I was part of the second class to integrate Berkeley, California public schools almost two decades after Brown v. Board of Education. That was the second time she brought that up in that debate. And they said Harris's campaign immediately posted an elementary school photo of the senator on Twitter and started selling $30 That Little Girl Was Me t-shirts. But Harris's story of integration is more complex than she made it out to be. While it's true she was among the second class of students at Thousand Oaks Elementary School to participate in fully integrated busing program, she was far from the first black student to attend the school. Before she was born, that school had 15 black students. And what had happened was in Berkeley, which of course is one of the most liberal cities in the country, they had a new superintendent who said, wait a minute, we have a couple of schools here, elementary schools in the city of Berkeley, small city, relatively. And what we need to do is have racial balance in all the schools. So we're going to bus within this small city. The other thing about this is when she said that Joe Biden opposed busing programs, Biden never opposed voluntary busing. What he opposed, and it turns out she did too at one point, was the idea that parents would be forced to send their children to distant schools if they didn't want to. In her case, her parents wanted her to ride the bus to Thousand Oaks Elementary School in Berkeley, California. By the way, she didn't go to high school in Berkeley. She went to high school in Montreal, Westmont High School. Yeah, no, really. That's an interesting tidbit. Why? Because her parents divorced when she was seven, and her mother, who got her PhD as a breast cancer researcher, had gotten a job offer at McGill University in Montreal, Canada, and went there with Kamala and her little sister. She complained about going to the ice and snow in Canada away from Berkeley, which had always been her home. We will be back with more and hoping to hear from Vice President Biden and Senator Harris coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Outstanding.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Politics to pop culture, and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we played a clip from yesterday of President Trump denouncing Kamala Harris, the woman of the moment, the new choice for the national ticket by Joe Biden, who at any moment could be appearing with Joe Biden. I'm not sure they're going to be physically in the same space, but maybe they're trying to connect their various Zoom operations from various basements. Who knows? There is some news, by the way, about the schedule for the Democratic convention, which begins on Monday. Kamala Harris is going to be delivering her big speech, the big speech, apparently on Tuesday, on the second day of the convention. Who is highlighting the first day of the convention? It's actually someone who is a woman of color, and according to some polls, at least, the most admired woman in the world right now. It's Michelle Obama. But, that's what the polls say. Oprah's up there, too. Kamala Harris being tough, being nasty, this is a gotcha question. It's kind of the ultimate gotcha question. I've been thinking about it. That she delivered to Judge Brett Kavanaugh before he became Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And listen to the question and the sort of dripping with scorn means in which the question is delivered. Listen.
Can you think of any laws that give any law of government the power to make decisions about the male body?
I'm happy to answer a more specific question. But
male versus female.
There are medical procedures.
Okay. That the government has the power to make a decision about a man's body?
I thought you were asking about medical procedures that are unique to men.
I'll repeat the question. Can you think of any laws that give the government the power to make decisions about the male body?
I'm not thinking of any right now, Senator.
Okay. Let me help Justice Kavanaugh. There's a law against men killing themselves, just as there is against women killing themselves. You are not allowed. The government says you are not allowed to end the life in your own body. Now, I know there are a lot of people on the left, maybe even Kamala Harris, who think that law should go away. But certainly a physician who basically wanted to perform a medical procedure resulting in death, and that's against the law in most states. And nobody has disputed the constitutionality of that law. And by the way, that's highly relevant because, of course, what she's talking about is abortion. And this is one of the things that big advocates for abortion like Kamala Harris always forget. What people who are pro-life are interested in is not interfering with a woman's body. It's in protecting the body of that new life that exists within that woman. And by the way, at some point, even if you deny that that is human life at 1 month in development or 2 months in development, most Americans, overwhelming majority, agree that at some point during the pregnancy process, that baby is undoubtedly alive, has a beating heart. It's alive and will continue alive unless you do something proactively to terminate it. And is it human? No, it's not a frog. It's not a giraffe. It's not a tortoise. You can check the DNA. Yeah, it's human. And it's alive. So it's human life. Then Trump also said this about Kamala Harris. And this is yesterday, and of course he's going to be sharpening his attacks. We'll probably get more in the weeks ahead. Undoubtedly we will. And Trump said Kamala Harris was not just disrespectful in her treatment of Justice Kavanaugh. She was pretty tough to Joe Biden. Listen.
One of the reasons that surprised me, she was probably nastier than even Pocahontas to Joe Biden. She was very disrespectful to Joe Biden, and it's hard to pick somebody that's that disrespectful.
Okay, Joe Biden's trying to make this a virtue by emphasizing, and he did it again yesterday when he announced this pick, that I don't hold grudges and that they're going to come together. There is one thing that you can say in terms of why did Joe Biden make this particular choice. I think that the people around him looked at the record of vice presidential choices. And the most effective vice presidential choices in recent history have been people who ran against you. And that includes Joe Biden himself. You may remember when Barack Obama won the presidential nomination in 2008, one of his initial opponents was Joe Biden, who had made a gaffe-like comment where he said that Barack Obama is the first African-American candidate who is clean and articulate. And yeah, Joe Biden was running against Barack Obama. Everyone knew who he was. He had been vetted, in other words. So it was considered to be a clever move for Obama to pick Biden. Same way, by the way, when Ronald Reagan picked George Herbert Walker Bush, that was a good move because everybody knew who George Herbert Walker Bush was. He had just been the runner-up against Reagan. And when Bill Clinton picked Al Gore, which was also considered an effective choice, Al Gore had run for president 4 years before and had gotten some support and was also very well known. The problematic choices for vice president have been the surprises. Spiro Agnew, who nobody had heard of before Nixon picked him. Sarah Palin, problematic. Dan Quayle was not, and we love Dan Quayle, we do. He is a personal friend. He didn't deserve all the scorn he received. But it would have been a very different campaign if, say, George Herbert Walker Bush had picked Jack Kemp, one of the people who had one time been running against him. Kamala Harris also said this about Joe Biden, which is pretty tough. And, of course, she's going to be asked about it constantly in the campaign. This was back in 2019 when she was still a candidate, and about the accusations against Joe Biden by various women. Listen.
I believe them, and I respect them being able to tell their story and having the courage to do it.
Do you believe that the vice president should enter this race?
Oh, he's going to have to make that decision for himself. I wouldn't tell him what to do.
okay, saying I believe the accusers of Joe Biden, I think that question was asked to her before Tara Reid came forward. Remember Tara Reid? And there is no question in my mind that as this campaign goes on, somehow she is going to resurface. Do I believe the stories told by Tara Reid against Joe Biden? No, I don't. I don't think she's telling the truth. I don't think that actually happened. But I also don't think that Christine Blasey Ford was telling the truth. And yet Kamala Harris was a huge champion of Christine Blasey Ford. The question for her, and there's a good piece that you can access, it's back in the archives, is the double standard between Biden and Judge Kavanaugh. Is with Judge Kavanaugh, we were told we have to believe that this is highly relevant and disqualifies him, that in high school, years ago, he basically groped a woman above her clothes when they were both teenagers, and he was allegedly drunk, and he was a junior in high school. And yet it's not relevant that Joe Biden was accused as a U.S. senator. And you know what he was accused of. It was much more than... And by the way, Christine Blasey Ford didn't tell anybody until years later. It came out in the therapy session 30 years later. That apparently Tara Reid did give elements of her story about her mistreatment by Joe Biden that she had spoken to a number of people about, including her late mother. Do I believe this should be a big issue in this election? Absolutely not. But it does seem to me that the double standard that the left employs is very dubious at the very best. When we come back, one of the questions, what should Trump use as his special name for Kamala? Should it be just phony Kamala or something more in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.